Thanks, Bob. Now, the key to stopping the Chicago Bears' run game will be all about gap control. Number one, identifying who can get the ball in the run game. There's one back, Matt Forte. So if you're linebackers, your eyes and all of your reads are based on what direction he goes. Now, they'll motion over a tight end, and I'll show this to make it a strong formation. I'll freeze it. Linebackers have shifted to be ready for anything running strong. Once this tight end blocks down, you'll see linebackers must now fill the gaps and all the backside players must pursue. Let's take a look. I'll slow it down. Freeze. Linebackers being washed out. Linebackers being washed out, creating a really nice run lane for Matt Forte. I'll slow it down. You can see the linebackers being washed out. You've got one guy on the backside who can pursue it, but there's not enough stalemate at the line of scrimmage. Now, let's take a look here. This is a passing formation. Look at the back that they have in the backfield. Now, keep an eye on who are the eligible receivers here. You've got receiver here. You've got tight end. Keep an eye on the tight end because he's going to be the guy that helps out in blocking, but he also becomes a safety valve. So if you're a rusher or a linebacker here, defensive backs, anything to this side of the field, you've got to keep an eye out for 83 leaking out of the backfield. Let's show it. Bennett chips. Now he releases. Keep an eye here. He sees him releasing, but he breaks too late. First down. Now, here's where you have to have active eyes. If you're the safety here and you're eyeballing this, you can't allow yourself to get picked by a downfield route. See, I'll freeze it. He's frozen right here. Linebackers are all occupied. It's a free throw to the tight end. Safety has to be ready to break when that ball is out of the quarterback's hands. On the defensive side of the ball, the Chicago Bears, you are going to have to account for their three linebackers. Very active, very fast group. And you've got one of the more dominating defensive ends in the game. So if you've got an outside run, an inside run, you've got to make sure you get a hat on a hat. Contact. I'll slow it down. Keep an eye here. Linebacker runs to a spot. He knows the ball's going to be there. Loss of a down. I'll run it back again. You've got to account for every linebacker, especially the linebacker to the side of the play. You've got to come off and chip here to give the play a chance. What you have here is two guys blocking one. Julius Peppers gets up the field, and there's nobody blocking on the second level. Linebacker goes right through, makes the play. So everyone else is blocked. You have one guy who's free. Here in this passing situation, it's a 5-on-4. They're only bringing four guys in the rush. Offensively, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys to block them. Everyone should get a man and be able to sustain it. Of course, you may want to have to help right here. Take a look at the inside guy here. One-on-one matchup. He throws a spin move on the guard, and he's back in the pocket, flushing the quarterback out. It's about maintaining contact to keep the quarterback clean.